the University of Oregon president will be out of his job by the end of the year. The State Board of Higher Education voted yesterday to fire Richard LaRivière 6 months before his contract was to expire. The move is angering some faculty, students, and alumni. Former State Representative Dennis Luke, who was the chairman of the Education Committee while in Salem, sympathizes with the board trying to be fair to all the state's four-year universities.
There needs to be, I don't want to say a level playing field out there, but there needs to be some balance between what's offered at all the universities and how they move forward. And you can't have one that's super rich and the rest are dirt poor. You can't, that doesn't work, because not everybody from Eastern Oregon can do the room and board and everything and attend the University of Oregon. Some of them need to go to Eastern Oregon or one of the other universities. And so you have to have some parity.
Luke believes LaRivière was let go in part because he didn't work within the system, and the board didn't like that. He says when the U of O faculty got raises, the board found out about it from the press. The Oregon State Bar is still several months away from completing an investigation on Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty. Following the news that Oregon State Police authorities are conducting a separate investigation, KBND News checked in with the State Bar to see where they were in the process. State Bar spokesperson Kateri Walsh says the matter is still under review by the disciplinary office. Once that investigation is done, the office will either dismiss the case or get permission to prosecute.
So we basically have to go to a state board that functions like a grand jury for us, and we would ask them if we have gathered enough evidence to warrant a formal prosecution of District Attorney Flaherty. And that state, that we are not there yet.
Walsh believes the state bar will be done around March of 2012. As for the OSP investigation, they aren't making public statements, but did say it's very rare to investigate a district attorney. We're off to a good start. According to the latest retail numbers, both Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales were up substantially over last year. Troy Reinhart with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says Americans seem to have more money to spend this Christmas.
We should see a 2-3% increase over last year, which is a pretty healthy increase, especially from what you've seen us go through out there. There are people out there with jobs and are still doing it, and those people are going out and they're saving more. We've seen our savings rate go up. We've seen personal income increase in the last couple months. So I think that'll translate into a better general buying season in the retail holiday season.
Cyber Monday saw sales up 33% this year over last. Deschutes Brewery will be looking to hire 50 new workers at its job fair tomorrow. The downtown restaurant's expansion is almost done, so they are looking to add additional employees. Jeff Hakala with Deschutes Brewery says the job fair starts at 9 a.m.
Well, what we have planned is we are going to be setting up group interviews starting at 9 a.m. and going till noon, and we are essentially going to be hiring for every position that we have at the restaurant. So we'll be setting up a few tables for front-of-the-house interviews and then a couple of tables for back-of-the-house interviews. And then the management teams from both front-of-the-house and back-of-the-house will be doing group interviews.
The job fair will be held at the brewery's Deschutes Mountain Room at 901 Southwest Simpson Avenue. They are looking for cooks, dishwashers, servers, hosts, and bartenders. Mount Bachelor is seeing more skiers from other countries hitting the slopes. Spokesman Andy Goggin says it's part of a larger tourism trend in Central Oregon.
Well, yeah, Bend has been growing in awareness as a destination in itself for Central Oregon. And again, there's a lot of second homeowners in the area and folks that come to visit family that are from out of the area. So we get people from all over the United States, and we do get some folks internationally as well.
Goggins says Bachelor is known for having better powder than some of the other mountains in the Cascade Range, and that unlike some of the big resort areas, it's often not as crowded. They expect a lot of snow this season and hope to be open through the end of May. It is the 15th year for the Santa Express, a food, toy, and clothing collection drive by the Bend Fire Department and the Salvation Army. Beginning next Monday, Santa will ride on one of the fire engine sirens blaring through several neighborhoods in Bend.
The need is ever increasing. We talked with Salvation Army, and in 2010, they had 1,000 families apply for help. This year already, with 2 weeks to go for applications, they were at 1,400 families, and they were expecting to get close to 2,000 total families applying for need. That's 6,000 people applying for need just at the Salvation Army.
Ben Fire's Dander Lackey says anything you can donate, they can use, and that includes cash. The Sand Express will visit several neighborhoods Monday through Thursday of next week to find out if he's coming to your neighborhood or find a Dropbox location. You can go to the City of Bend website. We have a link at kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.